一、句子理解。听问题，选择最佳答语。每个问题读两遍。
1. What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
2. How was the weather yesterday? How was the weather yesterday?
3. Where did you have the picnic last weekend? Where did you have the picnic last weekend?
4. Could you teach me how to cook eggs? Could you teach me how to cook eggs?
5. Technology makes our life convenient. Technology makes our life convenient.
二、短对话理解。你将听到五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，每段对话读两遍。
6. Mother's Day is coming. What did you buy for your mother?
I bought a red scarf for her.
6. Mother's Day is coming. What did you buy for your mother?
I bought a red scarf for her.
7. It's sunny and hot today. Lying on the beach is a good idea. What are you doing now?
I'm swimming in the pool.
7. It's sunny and hot today. Lying on the beach is a good idea. What are you doing now?
I'm swimming in the pool.
8. Did you lose anything on the street, sir? I can help you.
I just lost my wallet, officer. It's very kind of you.
8. Did you lose anything on the street, sir? I can help you.
I just lost my wallet, officer. It's very kind of you.
9. Excuse me, when does the train arrive this afternoon?
It arrives at 5:30. You have to wait for 20 minutes.
Thank you. 9. Excuse me, when does the train arrive this afternoon?
It arrives at 5:30. You have to wait for 20 minutes.
Thank you. 10. Tony, don't break the plates, or you may get hurt.
Thank you, Mom. Please pass me the salt.
10. Tony, don't break the plates, or you may get hurt.
Thank you, Mom. Please pass me the salt.
三、长对话理解。你将听到两段对话，每段对话后有几个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，每段对话读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第11至12题。
A wonderful English story. Did you tell the story in English?
Yes. I told my first English story last month.
Can you tell me more about it?
Sure. At first, I was a little excited. When I started, I became a little nervous although I had practiced many times. Slowly, I felt better and better.
I'm not surprised. A wonderful English story. Did you tell the story in English?
Yes. I told my first English story last month.
Can you tell me more about it?
Sure. At first, I was a little excited. When I started, I became a little nervous although I had practiced many times. Slowly, I felt better and better.
I'm not surprised.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至十五题。
Hi, Monica. What are you doing?
I'm talking to you on the phone.
Yes, very funny. But seriously, what are you doing?
I'm reading in the study. What about you?
I'm in Running Park to sell homemade cakes with my classmates. We want to raise money for wild animals.
Wow. It's meaningful.
How about coming to join us?
Okay. I'll be there soon.
Hi, Monica. What are you doing?
I'm talking to you on the phone.
Yes, very funny. But seriously, what are you doing?
I'm reading in the study. What about you?
I'm in Running Park to sell homemade cakes with my classmates. We want to raise money for wild animals.
Wow.It's meaningful.
How about coming to join us?
Okay. I'll be there soon.
Four, 短文理解。你将听到一篇短文。短文后有五个小题，请根据短文内容，在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。短文读两遍。
Susan and her classmates visited the Great Wall yesterday. The morning was sunny with a clear blue sky. They left home at 7 o'clock a.m. and 30 minutes later they arrived at the foot of the Great Wall. Mr. Wang, Susan's uncle, who works in the travel company, encouraged them during climbing. It took them more than 2 hours to reach the top. Susan cheered excitedly when they finally made it. Along the way, they saw ancient towers and took photos of the winding wall.Though tired, Susan thought every step was thrilling. This is a really exciting day to remember. She said while enjoying the mountain views. They went home happily and thought of their next trip. Susan and her classmates visited the Great Wall yesterday. The morning was sunny with a clear blue sky. They left home at 7 o'clock a.m. and 30 minutes later they arrived at the foot of the Great Wall.Mr. Wang, Susan's uncle, who works in the travel company, encouraged them during climbing. It took them more than 2 hours to reach the top. Susan cheered excitedly when they finally made it. Along the way, they saw ancient towers and took photos of the winding wall. Though tired, Susan thought every step was thrilling. This is a really exciting day to remember. She said while enjoying the mountain views. They went home happily and thought of their next trip.
五、信息转换。你将听到一篇短文。请根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺的单词，每空仅填一词。短文读两遍。
Hello, I'm Lisa, and I'm from London. Now I study in Tianjin. I'm glad to share my traveling experience with you. Last Saturday I went to Beijing with my aunt.This was my first time to come to this city. It took 30 minutes by train to the city and then we took a taxi to Tiananmen Square. There were many tour guides and they spoke different languages. I joined the Chinese group so that I could practice my Chinese by listening to the guide. Then my aunt and I went into a restaurant for lunch. It was a little difficult for us to eat because we didn't know the names of the food in Chinese, but finally I made it.Before we left Beijing, I went to Wangfujing Street to go shopping for my mom. I enjoyed this short trip so much. Hello, I'm Lisa, and I'm from London. Now I study in Tianjin. I'm glad to share my traveling experience with you. Last Saturday I went to Beijing with my aunt. This was my first time to come to this city.It took 30 minutes by train to the city and then we took a taxi to Tiananmen Square. There were many tour guides and they spoke different languages. I joined the Chinese group so that I could practice my Chinese by listening to the guide. Then my aunt and I went into a restaurant for lunch. It was a little difficult for us to eat because we didn't know the names of the food in Chinese, but finally I made it. Before we left Beijing, I went to Wangfujing Street to go shopping for my mom. I enjoyed this short trip so much.